First Off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, August 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
That was the longest air raid siren because it lasted for 7 hours.
Ukraine says yesterday's Russian attacks largest since war began, and government given a B- for climate action, but can do better. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Ukraine's Air Force commander claims Russia's attack on the country yesterday was the single largest aerial bombardment of the entire war. President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 100 missiles landed in an attack which killed at least 3 people and damaged energy infrastructure. The onslaught followed Ukraine's continuing incursion into Russia's Kursk region. Dr. Samuel Ramani from the defense think tank RUSI says Kyiv is proud of that.
Inside Ukraine, obviously, this is a major boost to morale after the failed counteroffensive of last year, and has prompted hope that there can be some kind of a land swap deal, Kursk, for some Ukrainian territory down the line.
The government has been given a B- grade for its action on climate. The report card commissioned by Friends of the Earth says Ireland is no longer a climate policy laggard. However, it also warned the government it must do better. The report gives Ireland credit for lowering greenhouse gas emissions, reductions in the use of peat and coal for electricity, and the return scheme for bottles and cans. The Taoiseach travels to Paris today for a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. The two leaders will discuss Irish-French relations, the conflict in Ukraine, and the situation in the Middle East. Simon Harris will also visit the Paralympic Village to wish Team Ireland well in the 2024 Paralympic Games. He'll also attend a welcome event for Ireland's Paralympic athletes at the Irish Embassy. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says he's seeking an update on whether weapons heading for the Middle East have been transported through Irish airspace. Reports of Israeli-bound aircraft carrying munitions were published recently on The Ditch. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's aware of the reports. It says all foreign military aircraft wishing to enter Irish airspace are subject to strict conditions, including not carrying weapons and not being a part of any military exercise. Pickets will go up on construction sites around the country from September 6th. That's the warning from Unite, the trade union representing plumbers, fitters and welders on construction projects across the country. It follows a breakdown in talks with the Contractors Association over austerity-era cuts to travel time. Unite's James McCabe says the payment for the first hour of travel time was originally cut as a temporary measure following the 2008 financial crash.
No. They didn't want to engage us to discuss even a timeline or even a percentage increase, just flat out now. So, unfortunately, members left with no other alternative but to now take industrial action.
Donald Trump has suggested he could back out of his scheduled TV debate with Kamala Harris. The former US president says he's still thinking about whether to take part, accusing his opponent of wanting to change the rules around the event. He says the network airing the debate, ABC, is hostile to Republicans. Meanwhile, a recent poll shows Vice President Harris is widening her lead over Donald Trump following the Democratic National Convention last week. Editor of the Irish Echo in New York, Ray O'Hanlon, says a win for Ms. Harris would be a win for Ireland.
There's an organisation called the Irish American Democrats. There's another group called Irish for Harris. They were all over the place. You know, certainly I think the Harris people are aware of the importance of Irish American support, Irish American Democratic support. And I think it would be expected of a Harris administration. Ireland would be listened to in Washington.
Bad driving habits are costing motorists hundreds of euro a year. Research by People Insurance suggests having penalty points could lead to a 10% hike in premiums. The survey shows almost 500,000 motorists are paying up to an additional 1,000 euro for insurance. Paul Walsh from People Insurance says official figures show bad driving is on the rise.
Unfortunately, what we're seeing this year in 2024 is that official data coming out to say that our driving habits in Ireland are deteriorating, now with over 500,000 people with penalty points. And what we've realised, they're paying over 10% more for their car insurance if they've clocked up 3 penalty points. So adding those penalty points, easier than you may think, but will add hundreds, if not thousands, to the cost of your motor insurance.
Wind Energy Ireland is calling on the government to give the planning system the funding it needs. It says it wants to see more infrastructure for the development of offshore wind energy and is warning it may be the last chance to put the resources in place to deliver the Climate Action Plan for 2030. CEO of Wind Energy Ireland, Noel Cunnough, says more revenue and resources are needed immediately.
We are calling on government to invest more revenue and more resources into our planning system to make sure that state agencies like An Bord Pleanála and the National Parks and Wildlife Service have the people that they need to be able to quickly make decisions on wind farm projects, on solar farm projects, on grid infrastructure projects right around the country. This will help to build a more energy independent Ireland and is critical for the future of our nation.
Businesses are increasing their commitment to water conservation. An Ishka Éireann survey of small and medium-sized businesses shows a growing effort to invest in sustainable practices. More than a quarter of companies polled said their staff were putting them under pressure to do better. Ishka Éireann's Geoffrey Burke says while the results are encouraging, rising costs still pose a barrier.
Irish SMEs remain committed to maintaining and improving sustainability measures despite ongoing cost challenges. These businesses are aware of how important sustainable practices are, not only with their customers, but also for the staff and the green transition of Ireland. 7 out of 10 Irish SMEs are conserving water, which is very positive. And overall, 9 out of 10 SMEs will maintain or increase their investments in sustainable practice. But rising costs do remain a barrier for many.
Aer Lingus is reducing its flights between Dublin and London Heathrow this winter. It says it's cutting 2 departures a day, blaming a post-COVID decline in travel on the route. The airline says it's reassessing capacity on all routes in the context of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport and the financial impact of the recent pilot strike. A leading child psychologist believes we need governmental guidance when it comes to children and social media. Catherine Hallisey was reacting to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly's call for a ban on social media for those aged under the age of 16. The minister compared the damage of some websites to being like that of smoking. While some tech experts have said a ban isn't workable, Catherine Hallisey says intervention in the form of legislation is essential.
We have young people who are on phones for 8, 9 and 10 hours a day and that their parents have very little knowledge of what they're actually using the phones for. I am in favour of legislation on this. We need this strong guidance. I believe in the future we will see greater and greater awareness of the negative impact of social media.
In entertainment news, Oasis fans are eagerly anticipating an expected reunion announcement this morning. Both Liam and Noel Gallagher have posted cryptic messages on social media suggesting something is happening at 8 a.m. It could mean the feuding brothers may finally be putting their differences aside. Today FM's Ed Smith says there's growing speculation of a reunion tour.
They've settled their differences after, what, 15 years or so, and they're going to bring Oasis back to the stage with a series of gigs in Wembley, 10 dates in Wembley. There's going to be some gigs in Manchester, and we await here in Ireland, their spiritual home. So we'll see what Noel and Liam have to say at 8 a.m.
And in sport, in GAA, the Tyrone County Board has described their departing senior football management team as a gift to the county. Fergal Logan and Brian Dewar have stepped down after 4 years in charge. In their first year, the pair led Tyrone to just a fourth ever All-Ireland title. In hurling, Darren Gleeson is set to be named as the new manager of the Laois senior team. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.